The World at One. This is Martha Carney with 45 minutes of news and comment. The government has published its plans for Northern Ireland after Brexit, insisting there'll be no physical border with the Republic. Research for this programme has found there's been a drop of 90% in the number of prisoners getting drug rehab. Report after report warned about the crisis of drugs in prison, which fuel criminality and encourage a return to offending on the outside. The prisons minister recently said the situation with drugs in jail was unacceptable, but this programme has discovered that funding for official rehab programmes has been cut by more than a quarter in 4 years, and prisons have seen a drastic drop in the numbers of inmates completing them, down 92% since 2010. The Prison Officers Association says the cuts have led to a direct increase in prison violence. Caroline Turriff reports.
Mobile phone footage from a riot in Bedford Prison last November. There were 5 major riots in English prisons in the last few months of 2016, in some instances involving hundreds of inmates. And this month, riot squads were sent into the Mount Prison near Hemel Hempstead after prisoners, some armed, took control of one of the wings. This former prisoner, who wants to remain anonymous, experienced a serious riot. His words have been voiced by an actor.
My wing was about 40 yards away from where all the disturbance was. And we could smell fire. We heard stories of people being stabbed, officers running away.
He blames it on the drug situation in the prison.
You've got a lot of people smoking and taking drugs who would be considered out of their minds. In the detox wing, 90% of people were taking drugs. Many people have actually died and been brought back to life. It was a regular occurrence, a few times a week. There's definitely a connection between cuts in drug treatment funding and people dying. You can't just cut funds and give up because you're going to have deaths.
All the prisoners I spoke to said there was a drug problem in almost every prison they'd been in. Some felt that officers had completely lost control of the situation and had often given up. The main reason for this, they said, was shortages in staff.
There's not much emphasis on getting people off drugs. Some people in jail, they'll leave you alone if you're not bothering them.
Muss was in and out of prison for 15 years for offences to feed his drug habit after being medically discharged from the armed forces with PTSD. Despite this, the only treatment available to him was methadone. He managed to get onto a rehab programme during his last sentence.
If you're smoking drugs, I don't really care. I mean, prison officers will let you, people walk right past them with drugs, they don't say nothing.
The General Secretary of the Prison Officers Association, Steve Gillen, said staff had lost the ability to control the situation because of the cuts in prison officers and daily overdoses caused by new psychoactive substances, what used to be called legal highs.
In many prisons, there'd only be maybe 2 members of staff supervising a couple of hundred prisoners on the exercise yard. There's no one that's going to put themselves in danger to go and take drugs off an inmate whilst supervising that amount of people. We do not tolerate any form of drug taking in prison. The reality is, though, there's been a 30% cut in prison officers, and they simply can't be everywhere all the time.
Last November, the government announced plans to recruit another 2,500 officers by the end of next year. But Mike Trace, CEO of RAPT, one of the largest providers of substance misuse treatment in prisons, says that another major problem is cuts to drugs rehabilitation programmes.
Government documents say that £30 million has been cut from prison drug treatment services in recent years, during a period when the drug problem in prisons has been increasing. Across the entire prison service, the number of accredited treatment programmes, the ones that had the best chance of moving people away from drugs and crime, there were over 100 of these across the prison system in 2012, and there are less than 20 now.
And Steve Gillen of the Prison Officers Association says these cuts show the government is simply pretending to rehabilitate prisoners.
It's absolutely no wonder we're seeing the violence we have now in our prisons with the new psychoactive substances. It's an indictment on the prison service and indeed government.
However, the Prison Inspectorate in its latest annual report said,
substance misuse services were generally of high quality and easily accessible in most establishments, with impressive provision in some.
Drug charities concede that a number of the shorter accredited programmes that have been cut since 2010 weren't effective. But They say that what passes for treatment now simply involves prisoners being maintained on a methadone script and having a few meetings with a drug worker. Muss agrees.
No, so there isn't really much emphasis on getting clean or getting off the substitute. Once you're on methadone, you're pretty sedated. You're not really going to want to do anything. So they've eliminated the need to exercise you. They've eliminated the need to do a lot of stuff with you. They've got you high. And then they pop you back in your cell.
NHS England, which funds drug treatment in prisons, said...
Every prison in the country has substance misuse treatment services in place. We are working with every prison service nationally to continually review and improve these services.
Edward Boyd from the Centre for Social Justice, a think tank founded by former Conservative Cabinet Minister Ian Duncan Smith, says that there's a systemic problem with drug treatment in the prison service.
One of the travesties of the current system is that when people go into prison with an addiction, they don't get the help that they need to tackle that. So when they come out of prison, they still have that addiction, and that leads to them committing more crime on the way out.
Muss eventually got clean after being helped into treatment with RAPT by prison charity Use a Voice.
It has kept me out of jail. I'd be someone that 15 years it didn't change, but yeah, it did do it to me. It stopped me from reoffending. It's cost, saved the government money. 100% I would have reoffended.
The government's recent drugs strategy was broadly welcomed by drugs charities. But while promoting treatment for addicts, it offered no new money for treatment, either inside or outside of prisons.
Caroline Tariff reporting. A Ministry of Justice spokesperson said they didn't want to give an interview. We're committed to making prisons calm and ordered environments which ensure effective rehabilitation. Health services, including mental health, are a fundamental part of this, and we're increasing the support available to vulnerable offenders. This includes more funding for prison safety. We've set out funds to increase the number of prison officers by 2,500.